Coming up after 4:40, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Hawks take on the Senators on Monday. The yes. Ottawa Senators, not the U.S. Senators.
That would be fun. Ted Cruz.
Oh, sure Duncan Keith. I like it when you got a little stubble.
He's got stubble too now, Ted Cruz. He's got the new thing he's sporting.
Take a look at my beard. I've got a playoff beard. Yeah, no. These are the Ottawa Senators.
Totally different.
Yeah, totally different.
Much more enjoyable.
That's Monday night, February 18th, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons. Find them online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com and listen for your chance to win tickets all regular season long. Did you see this story? I'm fascinated by this about the, no matter what day of the week it is, you can look at your phone or pick up a newspaper or however you consume your news.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out that whatever you have been eating your entire life will kill you.
It's so true.
There is just no two ways around it. Or you find out, conversely, that something that you thought was killing you is good for you. But you only find that out because the industry that actually makes that thing
pays for studies.
Commissioned a study to tell you that. And then about 3 weeks later, the doctors come out and say, nope, that's going to kill you too. So.
Happens all the time. And sometimes it actually makes me alter my diet. I'll be like, well, maybe I am having too many beans, or maybe I am, eating too much of this.
A study published Monday revealed that eating a lot of unhealthy, ultra-processed foods will kill you.
Well, that kind of makes
researchers found that 10% increase in the consumption of ultra-processed foods was significantly associated with a 14% higher risk of death from all causes.
I don't like it.
All causes.
The study has death in it. wait a minute. I think I had some ultra-processed foods this week.
So, let's see. Now, let's just talk. It says, actually, ultra-processed foods could be a marker for unhealthy habits, such as lack of exercise and smoking. So, that could also...
But what's ultra processed food?
Everything Kevin eats.
Kevin's whole diet.
Yes.
Like, so most of the cookies and like soda.
Yeah, I got a whole list. I got a list for you. We're going to go through this.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, these are some of the bigger culprits.
Okay.
In this.
Mm-hmm.
Carbonated drinks. Now, what happens when you got like this is part of the processing though. But, you get like sugar-free. I figure, well, that's good for you. It turns out it's not good for you.
Like, even if you have one of those soda streams, like that I maybe use every night.
Those are so popular.
I don't know why they're saying that. Carbonated
drinks. No, light doesn't count, does it?
No.
Not on the list.
Okay, not ultra-processed.
With all the fructose.
I'm in the clear.
It's got corn syrup in it, which is real nice for the... That's why Orion fully endorses Kevin drinking Miller Lite. It's a long story. Just go with me, people, if you're not following.
Corn farmers, you.
Sweet or savory packaged snacks?
Nutty bars.
Oh, we're getting there.
Looks like everything.
Wait, before we get to that.
Oh.
No, this is savory packaged snacks. So like
chips
or crackers.
That's like...
I love a cracker. Cheese nip.
I love chips.
Who doesn't love a cheese nip?
Life.
Yeah. I mean, come on, people.
Is that like Cheetos and Doritos and all of those?
Does one? I just want to ask you this question, and this is totally unrelated to this study, because this study would probably decry all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But in the potato chip world.
Yeah. Great world.
It seems to me that I love Pringles because they're probably the worst ones for me. How do they get them to all be exactly the same?
And so crispy.
Uniform. Crispy and then crispy yet melty at the same time.
And kind of buttery, but thin, really thin.
Right. What I like to do is like stack five at a time and then they expand a little bit when you first bite into them.
Do you make the duck face where you kind of turn one up
and
turn one
down? I've done that. Sure.
That's always hilarious.
Not opposed.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
You don't dip those either because they just taste so good all by themselves.
Right. And they also don't handle the dip all
they
that
don't.
Well.
They just
crack
crunch
off.
Right.
Yeah. That's a pro tip. If you're, this is, Kev, when you and the boys are entertaining the ladies you put the dip out, get the Lay's. Get the J's. Get the bigger, the thicker chips.
I like
chips.
The scoops.
Yeah, scoops. I was going to say, Ro, I looked at you as a kettle chip kind of a guy.
Oh, I'm much more of a kettle chip kind of a guy, yeah. But I know, because they're $2.19 a bag. That's why you look at me like that.
with some fancy oil.
Yeah.
That some hipster came up with. This is a new oil we're trying out with our kettle chips.
It's cannabis oil. That's what I'm using.
It's good for kettle your hair.
What? Think about one-stop shopping right there. How about that? Kettle chips made in cannabis oil.
Oh, got the munchies, no problem.
Oh my gosh, you would just have like this consistent high because you'd keep eating.
Yeah.
Right, it's like a preemptive strike.
Oh my god, it's a conveyor belt is what it is. I have totally missed the boat on this.
I missed work this week.
You could do something with that.
Hey, what month is it? All right, let's see, ice cream. High, ultra processed. Back to this season.
Really? Ice cream?
Ultra processed foods that will kill you, according to this study.
Yep. I love ice cream.
I'm dead.
Candies, any kind of confection candy, and it's super sugared up stuff. Margarines and spreads.
Yeah.
What about the spreads that have all those health benefits on the packaging?
They would never mislead us. Come on.
Yeah, that's all got to be perfectly right.
Who would do that? Now the thing is, I've gone away from the margarine. If I'm gonna do that, I've gone back to butter. I don't know if it's a good idea.
I'm with you.
There is a movement back to the butter. Yeah. There really is. People are moving back to butter.
Because it's basically calories in, calories out.
Well, and you found out that some of the processed things that were taking out the stuff that was made it supposedly like lower fat or whatever you were trying to get out of it weren't that good for you.
Right. It's like they're literally putting in like cellulose and plastic or things like that.
And yoga mats. They inject that into it, you know? Like it's just all...
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, that's in there?
Yes. Right. So whatever that is, we don't necessarily need that. But I've gone to for the butter.
Where do you go for the butter?
Oh, my God. You know what? I have like an addiction to it.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
The Kerrygold. The Irish butter.
Oh, very, very popular. I love that Kerrygold.
That goes back to Kim's notion that I'm just overpaying at the grocery store, which I am.
I was at a charity event, sat next to the guy who distributes it here, and he told me that in Ireland, it's just a normal
butter. They call it butter.
It isn't, just called butter, yeah. Right? It's not like a special thing. Here, it's special.
I don't know. I'm buying into it. Somehow it tastes better to me than the Land O'Lakes. And I don't know. And I should be. The Land O'Lakes is that, you know, that's coming from our neighbors. Right.
Yeah.
I should be supporting them. I do that for cooking. But if I'm going to be spreading, I'm going to let the Kerrygold.
Mm-hmm.
I have an entire refrigerator just devoted to butter now.
Well, I'm kind of a grocery snob like you. And now Land O'Lakes makes a European creamy butter that mimics Kerrygold.
Oh, smart. So they knew they were losing market share to that. Is it good?
It is good.
I
use it for baking all the time.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Butter Wars 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Well, it has to be because it's a little more expensive, right?
I'm going to put a tariff on all of it, especially all the butter coming from China.
I don't think we have any butter coming from China.
I hope not.
Where is China?
Cookies, pastries, and cakes. Also bad.
What?
Yeah.
Lies.
I mean, we knew this.
No, come on. It knows it's going to kill you because the study says this is killing you.
Ultra processed.
How are those so ultra processed?
Well, you know, let's face it. If you're going to work your way to the Chips Ahoy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you eat the Chips Ahoy and that's basically your dead end cookie right there. That's
Why?
Like everything has gone wrong in your life.
I had those
yesterday.
And you end
up with the Chips Ahoy.
I love those.
It's and like, now the Girl Scout cookies are out. It's just more of a killer around here.
But those are good. Those aren't ultra processed.
They're kind of like...
They just said all cookies. The cookies, pastries, and cakes. Now, but again, with the cookies, the important thing is if you worked your way to Chips Ahoy or Nilla's, you basically, it's like there's been a nuclear strike and you are, and this is what's left in your...
Please.
In your, because they'll last forever.
You just robbed a vending machine.
Yeah.
Oh, is Oreo? Where are Oreos on that?
They don't. It's just. Follow along here, Anna. It's just cookies, pastries, and cakes. They're not giving me any brands.
No, I mean on the study on the list of things that you're falling. You know, life is getting bad on you.
Oh,
like
the rest of them.
Number one, pastries two, and
For me,
that's a study for a different day.
Yeah, that's a different. Yeah, that's me. If I have Bugles, if I'm eating Bugles, something has gone totally wrong with me. I don't even like Bugles, and you can imagine that's got to be the ultramost processed of the processed right there.
You could put the Bugles on your fingers to create the claw, and then the Pringles with the duck mouth. You got a whole little like Instagram shoot going on there. My name's Ro. I've lost it a little bit.
I think we assign that to Kevin.
I'm drinking Natty Light, and I'm putting Bugles on my fingers. I think I'm out of a job.
Rock bottom.
Yeah. All right, let me give you the rest of these. Cocoa drinks, fruit-flavored drinks.
What?
Cereal bars, meat and chicken extracts. What is that?
Like bouillons?
It says extracts. You know what? Dr. Most is going to join us, and maybe he'll be able
like
to explain
schmaltz?
Some of this.
What's that? Chicken fat?
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, but that's... But you're making that off of a chicken, right? You're making that yourself.
Right.
You're not going to the store and, hey, excuse me, where's the schmaltz?
I didn't know chickens have fat.
What do you think makes them taste so good?
Oh, I don't know.
And then you go to the Jewel, and then the manager's like, I don't know, and they're calling each other from, you know, in the Jewel.
Class check on schmaltz. Class check on schmaltz.
What is schmaltz?
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about. It's chicken fat. All right, we'll get back to all these. I'll give you the list of things that will kill you, according to this new study. But first, Kim tells you the other things that could possibly kill you in the news.
The search continues for the killer of two teens in Delphi, Indiana, 2 years later.
Concho with Anna DeBlantis.
Yes.
Right here, 720 WGN. We're talking about the foods that can kill you.
And it's like all of the snack foods on the planet. So far, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, new study out. And our friend, Dr. Kevin Most, you know him, you love him, you hear him on Cochrane all
yes,
the time
do.
On the mornings here. And he's over at the Northwestern Medicine facilities over there. All over the Chicagoland area now is that Northwestern Medicine. You know, if you trip, it's right in front. You may trip right in front of the place. Don't
it's a new one near me.
Yep.
I have tripped outside there.
All right. Now, doctor, everything I'm seeing on this list that has been put out by this new, there's a new study, and it was published in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, and it basically says that anything ultra-processed, and they describe ultra-processed as basically anything other than fresh, right? It's from carbonated drinks to packaged snacks, ice cream candies, margarine, cereal, fruit-flavored drinks, cocoa drinks. This is interesting. Health and slimming products such as powdered or fortified meals and dish substitutes, they say, are bad for you.
How about it? And Ro, it's interesting. You know, the study was published in JAMA, but did you see where the study came from? The study came from France, where they looked at people for about 10 years, and they looked at the diet of people in France. And you think, wow, French people do eat fat-laden foods and that, but it was beyond that. It was the processed foods, like you were saying, that we're concerned about. And if you look at health risks, we're looking at, all right, heart disease because of the sodium in a lot of these, diabetes because of the sugar in a lot of these, cancer risk because of the chemicals in a lot of these. So it's, I wouldn't say stop eating all of them, but we really do need to start to look at what we're putting in our mouths.
The study, though, also did an important, there's a bit of a proviso that comes with the study, which is that it's looking at death rates, which may also be based on people's behavior. Not just what they're taking in, but people who are going to be more likely to be eating health or slimming products may be overweight to begin with, so the risk of death is higher. Right?
Absolutely.
So that's
one of those things where they started to take, hey, the social aspect of it as well as the science aspect of it. And we know that, right? We know that individuals who eat a lot of fast foods and that, we have a higher chance of obesity. With a higher chance of obesity, we have a higher chance of not only cancer, stroke, heart attack. So now they're putting the two together and saying it's not only food, but it's also some of your activities and how you live in your environment.
So minimally processed foods that are healthier are sauces and dressings, as well as cereals, crackers, nut butters, yogurt, and milk fortified with calcium and vitamin D. Better for you, but processed anyway.
Correct. When we look at processed foods, we can't throw them all in one bucket. It's kind of like saying cancer. There's a whole spectrum of processed foods. Milk is processed food, right? Vitamin D. The vegetable, the salad bags you buy, those are processed foods. But you are right. There are some that are okay and safe. Mm-hmm. But even some of those, when you look at some of the dressings and the salad dressings, make sure that you're taking ones that look at the back of it and see what's there from a fat content, from a sodium content, and from a sugar content.
Those are the things to watch out for. Well, how is salad in the bag processed? I don't understand that.
Well, you think about it. Salad in the bag, if you bought it right now, how long do you think it lasts? It can last 14 days, right? And you're like, how does that happen? Well, unfortunately or fortunately, they do put some additives and preservatives in there to keep that. Salt being a huge preservative, right? It's bad for us, but what does it do? It extends the shelf life of every product that they put it in, and it makes it taste better. So you need to look at some of those preservatives that they're using, which is going to extend the shelf life of these products.
Yeah. Yeah, because you get a head of lettuce, and you know that's, and you got to figure out too the transportation, the whole pipeline of how it's getting here, from wherever it's getting here. Now they're gonna have to throw it over a wall. I mean, there's a lot of things.
It's gonna slow things down.
Right, you gotta make the wall short enough so we can throw lettuce over it. But yeah, it's big enough so the human can't get over it. I don't know.
You make a very good point, Anna. You do as well when you talk about the vegetables that we're eating here. We're looking at we call them social determinants of health. And how many people live in areas where fresh vegetables aren't available?
Right.
Or fresh vegetables are so expensive that the processed foods, the frozen meals and things like that are less expensive. They're living on this limited income, don't have the ability to buy it. So now they are buying processed foods because they're disproportionately in this level of wealth or education or prosperity where they don't have access to some of the better foods.
You always make me feel better, Kevin. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, Kevin Most from Northwestern Medicine. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got a roll. Anna, take care.
All right, let's we'll check in now on the other side of this with Kim Gordon. She's got the WGN News.